From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Black people already in prison because of non-unanimous juries will remain there. The Supreme Court delivering disappointing news. Although non-unanimous juries have been ruled unconstitutional, this will apply only to cases going forward.
For somebody who didn't do this to be sitting in jail for 15, almost 20 years, it's kind of like throwing the whole life away.
That is John Ray Taylor, the only black juror in the Thedrick Edwards trial. Edwards is a black Louisiana man whose case was examined by the high court. He was 19 years old back in 2006 when all the whites on the jury voted to convict on charges of rape, robbery, and kidnapping, but not her. Reports are there were no DNA or fingerprints tying Edwards to the crime. She held out, telling WWL-TV, despite the pressure she felt from the white jurors.
I believe from their perspective, it was originally presumed that I agreed with them that I was going to vote guilty. But once I voiced my opinion that I didn't feel like all of the evidence lined up, there was not enough evidence to convict him, then I felt almost shunned.
No one can be convicted today without a unanimous jury. The Supreme Court voting 6-3 along ideological lines, not to apply the ruling retroactively.
Two black men went to prison for a murder in Texas that happened more than 20 years ago. Now, the prosecutor accused of holding back vital evidence in their case has lost his law license. An investigation found former Dallas County prosecutor Richard Jackson held back evidence to show Dennis Allen, now 57 years old, and Stanley Moore, now 62, did not kill Reverend Jesse Borns Jr. The pastor was stabbed 47 times in 1999. The two men got life in prison. Since then, the Innocence Project has worked to clear their names. They were released from prison back in 2014 because of prosecutorial misconduct and the DNA evidence that exonerated them. Whoever murdered Reverend Borns remains at large.
The white Minnesota cop who authorities say pulled her handgun instead of her taser, killing 20-year-old Dante Wright, will stand trial before the year is out. Former Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter just learned her trial date is December 6th. She is charged with second-degree manslaughter for his death following a traffic stop.
The violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians is causing a split in the Democratic Party. Although President Biden does support Israel's right to defense, reports are many progressives in the party say the White House is ignoring the human rights violations against the Palestinians. Two New York lawmakers even took their differing views to social media. Representative Richie Torres writing an op-ed piece that he supports Israel despite the Twitter mob, while African-American Congressman Jamal Bowman tweeting this isn't about the Twitter mob criticizing Israel, but it is about justice, humanity, and equality, with the Palestinians deserving peace, land, and determination like everyone else.
I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
What I hope is that the public see that when we were made aware of it, we didn't run away from it. We addressed it.
That's the black police chief of the Baton Rouge, Louisiana Police Department. It is investigating their own narcotics division after corruption allegations. The review will look at cases going back 5 years. Two narcotics investigators have been arrested. Chief Murphy Paul says the probe they're doing is intended to regain the public's trust.
Another U.S. school district has decided it does not want cops patrolling its schools. The city of Alexandria, Virginia, says the $800,000 it spends on those officers will instead be used for student mental health services. The move comes during a nationwide debate over systemic racism in school policing. Major school systems are making the same decision to get rid of or reduce the amount of school resource officers. This happening since the death of George Floyd in places like Minneapolis, Minnesota, Seattle, Washington, Oakland, California, Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, California. Research shows schools with more officers see higher rates of drug and weapon-related offenses and disciplinary actions, especially hurting black and brown students. But critics say pulling cops makes schools less safe.
Another black man is Detroit's next top cop.
Increased patrols, visibility, activity. I want people to see the police. I want them to know that we're there. And really focus on community engagement.
That is Detroit, Michigan's new interim police chief telling WDIV television about his plans for the department. And he says he does not intend to mimic outgoing Chief James Craig's leadership. The Detroit mayor selected James White, the city's former assistant police chief, to fill Craig's role when he retires on June 1st. Both men are African-American.
Death row inmates can now be executed by firing squad in South Carolina. Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill that also returns the electric chair to the list of options for those facing capital punishment. The new law comes as the state has struggled to get the drugs needed to execute inmates by lethal injection. Death row inmates will now choose between lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. However, another choice would have to be made if no drugs are available. Inmates who don't make a choice would then be electrocuted. Historically, there are racial disparities over who ends up on death row.
In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Brown versus Board of Education ruling determined racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional. Well, the 67th anniversary of that historic ruling is now being used by the Southern Poverty Law Center to show its support for a call in Jacksonville, Florida, to change the names of public schools honoring white supremacists. The names were changed in the 1950s and 60s to push back on the Supreme Court ruling, and they said to honor their heritage. In Jacksonville, there are six schools named after Confederates. There is almost three dozen other schools around the country that have committed to changing those Confederate names. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden said it will give ordinary families a break.
It's a one-year cut that reduces your taxes by $3,000 a year for each child you have under the age of 18.
The payments are covered by the massive COVID stimulus bill that was passed in March. The bill raised the maximum payment families can receive per child this year from $2,000 to $3,600. More big name stores are allowing fully vaccinated customers to go maskless while shopping. CVS Pharmacy announced the policy change, but customers must mask up if state and local rules require them to do so. Employees will also have to wear a mask. Others include Target, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and Walmart. CVS is a proud founding partner of the Black Information Network. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.